All right, let's do it. Tyler Sturdless.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
We're just not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, another week, another full slate of turds in the sports world.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, this is...
Let's get to the bronze here. By the way, Seth Martinez just took out this guy right back.
God, he drilled him.
That got away from him. Hopefully there's no... I would think there's no retaliation on this in a 3-1 ball game.
Shoot.
They're coming up to put the tie and run at the plate, but damn, that looked like just hit him in the back. That's a hard place to get hit right there. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, we got a strong podium of turds this week. The bronze turd medal around the sports world this week. Y'all know Caleb Williams, quarterback draft prospect.
Number one pick.
That's right, Caleb Williams. I'm going to preface this by saying it's not lost on me that this kid might be a little different. We've all seen different interviews and different interactions with him. Might be a little different than your normal number one overall pick and how he interacts and what we've seen so far. I, for one, I don't fully understand the whole nail polish thing that goes on with the younger folks here lately. But all that to say this. Any and everyone out there that's been, to one degree or another, shaming this dude about the crying thing out on the field, that's Bush League and you're a turd. Mm. And you're getting the bronze turd medal this week.
Oh, man. I'm going to calm down because I got words for that a little bit later on.
Yes, please.
I like that, T.
Oh, I love it. There's some real sons of bitches out here on that one.
I'm telling you, man.
About an hour from now.
I mean,
I've about had it.
Everybody can get a lesson right now, real quick. One of the best things I've ever learned in my own life. My great grandmother taught me this. Her name was Bunny Head. That's true. Her first name was Bunny and her last name was Head. Lovely woman. Tremendous.
Don't forget it.
Lived into her 90s. Loved that woman. She told me when I was very young, she said, Tyler, men can cry. If anything, that makes you more of a man to show your emotion in difficult situations like that. Don't ever be afraid to show your emotions. So
I hear you, Bunny.
Yeah, if you're trying to shame this kid, I mean, there's plenty you can try to poke fun at him about. But if you're going after him about these tears and the crying thing, you get the bronze medal turd this week.
All right. Said he lacks leadership with it. Mm. Go ahead.
Wow. All right, silver medal. Oh, God. First ever turd medal that's going to go to one of our coworkers here at Sports Radio 610. And boy, did he earn it.
I thought he was going to get the gold, really.
I went back and forth on it.
You don't want to give him the pleasure. Let's be honest.
Yeah. It's an honor.
He was pretty fired up about it.
Winning the gold's an honor. And John Lopez, nothing about what you did on In the Loop yesterday was honorable. You get the silver turd medal because you put on display for the entire world, the entire audience of loopholes, for everybody in Houston. You put your turdish behavior on display yesterday.
That was interesting.
What did he do? I didn't know what happened.
He was
so,
just, go ahead.
As you all know, I got this H tattoo at the Texans event the other night. Very happy with it. Looks great. My tattoo artist that has done all my work, he did it.
Dude's there.
A pro.
Yeah, I met him.
Yeah, Sean Will. Shout out Sean Will and Red Dagger. Lopez comes into his show on In the Loop yesterday and just right in that first hour, then multiple times throughout the show, decided to crawl out from under his troll bridge and just do his best job to troll my tattoo. Was saying it was crooked.
I saw pictures. I don't know. That thing was... You're telling me that's not crooked?
I will be honest. I will vouch. It was a... And I told him. I was disappointed in John. It was a level of hate that I just didn't see coming from John. Like, you couldn't even look at the person across who generally, like, hate is in the... Is just, you know, just in the heart, generally, of Landry. That was not a Landry hater situation. Landry was, I mean, it was.
Lopez?
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Lopez the whole way.
I'm not going to lie. It caught me off guard.
It did. It caught me off guard. It did for me, man.
But first of all, Lopez, you weren't even at this awesome event the Texans put on. So maybe you should have just stayed out of this one since you weren't there to witness anything. Yeah, you weren't even there, man. He hadn't even seen me in person. He's looking at these photos. Stay in your lane, Lopey. You don't know nothing about ink. You don't know anything about tattoos. And I mean, I know Lopez has been putting out there. He's been acting a lot more boomerish to me lately, getting cranky about things he maybe normally didn't in the past, trolling people when maybe he wouldn't have in the past, and now he's coming after me.
You seem to be a target of the...
I know, right?
Of ITL quite
yes,
a bit.
Yes, off and on. It does
What'd
feel
What'd you do
way.
To those guys?
I think they're just threatened by me and my good looks.
I think we're all targets.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, yeah, silver medal goes to John Lopez of In the Loop. Stay in your lane, Boomer. My tattoo ain't crooked. Sean Will's a professional. He's one of the best in the city. Appreciate Red Dagger again for the new ink on my arm. Gold medal time!
It's your gold.
This was an easy one, fellas. This is an easy one. With the new uniforms the Texans got this week, obviously we've had a ton of fun, you know, looking at those, dissecting them, getting excited to see them out at NRG Stadium next year. Gold medal this week. She's won the gold before. It is Amy Adams and the Tennessee Titans organization, a.k.a. the pretend fake-ass Oilers in Nashville. Because the McNairs, when they were on Within the Loop on jersey release day here in Houston, Hannah, I knew what Hannah was doing. She's classy, unlike Amy Adams, so she wasn't going to completely throw her under the bus. But they all but told us we were trying to get more H-Town blue than what we got in that jersey. Wanted a little more of that in there. The Titans just—they just want to hold on to another city's history, man.
Again,
blows my mind.
I would love to mediate the sit down between old Double A and and Hannah McNair. I'm just saying,
Hannah,
I would love
tear
to do
that
it.
Ass up.
By the way, gold
whoa,
here.
Whoa.
Okay.
No, she would. Hannah would.
Oh yeah.
Whoop Amy Adams' ass.
I got you.
I mean, I don't
want them to physically fight. I just want to mediate it. By the way, it looks like Joe Espada was ejected.